Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. The more I live a truly organized life, the more easily I'm starting to see the patterns of how I do what I do breeds more productivity and organization. So a few weeks ago, we got new windows and doors. And if you've been following me on social media, or if you're in any of my programs where I do my Monday night Facebook Live, you have heard about these windows and doors. I just kind of have to laugh at myself because I remember, you know, in my 20s and 30s when people would say they were getting new windows and I would be like, why? First of all, why would you spend that kind of money? Like, I did the math. It's going to take you 10 years to recoup your investment in saved electrical costs. Like, are you even going to still live there? Like, didn't even seem like a good financial investment to me. Furthermore, they're windows. Do you know how many trips we could go on when you buy windows? Like, what a big expense for something that's so boring. Well, now that I'm 46, windows can be really exciting. They're really exciting. Like, I didn't even realize this, but as the installers were putting them in the next day after all the windows were in, they said, didn't you notice how much quieter your house is? I was like, oh, my house is quieter. I had no idea. And I got the kind of windows that I always wanted in my 20s and 30s that you could flip in both the top and the bottom so that you could clean the windows top and bottom inside without going outside. So exciting. Ask me how many times I've cleaned my windows in the 22 years we've lived here. Yeah, two. So just in case you're wondering, it's a nice feature. I'm not saying I'm going to take advantage of it. But I really enjoyed getting these windows and doors. I have really enjoyed with Greg the household projects that we've been doing a little last year, a little this year. We'll do a little bit more in the fall. When we made the decision we were not going to move, well, we were still deciding if we were going to move or not, we realized that some things would have to be fixed no matter what. If we moved, we had to fix the retaining wall that was crumbling. Like, we couldn't have passed inspection. So we did the landscaping project. And some of our windows were worse than I realized they were. Like, I thought, oh, it'd be nice to cosmetically get new windows. Well, actually, some of them were really, really bad. And they were old wood windows, which were a beautiful upgrade when they were installed in 1986. But now they were no longer functioning. So again, it was something that we knew would be a benefit if we decided to sell. And we've now decided we are not going to sell. So we are going to do some more home improvement projects. Well, getting these windows and doors took 3 days because just the doors alone was one day. And then there was like a day and a half for the windows and they did some extra doors for us. So it was 3 days of the dog being at doggy daycare and having, you know, four men in the house with me. And what I tend to do is press on. Like, I need to work. I need to do the mom thing. I need to do the household thing and keep going with my regular schedule. And I think it was the middle of the first day of having the windows put in, or actually, I think it was right after the guys showed up, where I decided that I wasn't going to work that first day. And the reason I wasn't going to work that first day was because the guys had to go in my kids' bedrooms. I believe I've mentioned before, Joey and Abby are 16 and 18, and they have their own mini apartments, which means I don't go in there. And these mini apartments were not habitable. They were just terrible. And so these guys were going to have to go in and change out these windows, and they were going to have to be in and out of these rooms. And I just wasn't in the working mood, which is rare because I'm always in the working mood. And it was spring, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the first morning and I'm going to clean the rooms for them as a surprise. I knew Joey would love it because he loves it whenever I clean and organize his room. And Abby is a teenage girl, so she would prefer I pretend that she doesn't even live in the house and that I never go in her house. So I knew it was dicey going in her room, but she actually liked it too. Now, one of the things I do naturally that I don't think is natural is when I change my schedule, like I was supposed to be working. Of course, I work for myself, so. But I was supposed to be working. There were work things I was supposed to do. I got the urge to clean the kids' rooms One, out of necessity, I had to spend at least 30 minutes making it so people could walk in there. But two, I wanted it to be a gift for my kids. I wanted the whole house clean and organized with the new windows. I give myself a time limit. So I needed to leave the house, I think, that day at 2 o'clock to pick up Abby, or 2:30. I think that was like my work day was supposed to be from 8 to 2:30. So I decided to clean and organize the kids' rooms. But I didn't just throw out my whole plan. I mentally thought about what was on my to-do list. Could that all be postponed? Yes, it could all be postponed. Okay, I'm going to clean and organize the kids' rooms. How long is that going to take? Like, I didn't give myself the whole day. I didn't just say, I'm not working, I'm going to do these rooms instead, and that's my whole day. I thought about, how long is that going to take? And I honestly opened the kids' bedrooms, looked in their bedrooms, and then gave myself an hour allotment for each room. So I think I said an hour and a half for each room. Knowing that in Abby's room, I would do general cleaning, but would not clean off her vanity or any of her tabletops. And in Joey's room, I would deep dive even into drawers and really clean and dust his whole entire room. So I was going to do more deep cleaning in Joey's room, but the quantity of clothing and going through Abby's closet was going to take longer because I wasn't going to go through Joey's clothing. I thought about all of this before I got started. And I think that's different. I think I'm a little bit different in how I do that. I don't think I'm going to go do this one project. I think, okay, how long will that project take? What specific things am I going to organize? How much time do I have? Basically, I wanted to make sure that before the end of the school day, I had time to get both of the kids' rooms done and do a little bit of work if I still wanted to before I went and picked them up. So I determined it would take an hour and a half to do each room, so I gave myself the deadline of 12 o'clock. Now, I often give myself deadlines, and then I move the deadlines, and I realized I do this all the time. Like, yesterday I was checking email, I was going to deep dive and clean out all of my archived and regular email that I had been saving, and I gave myself 45 minutes, knowing that I probably was not going to hit that target. I didn't. It took 60 minutes, but at least I already had a time frame, and when I hit 45 minutes, I thought, yep, I knew I was wrong. I knew it was going to take 60, but at least I tried to hit 45 minutes. Now, first of all, you may be thinking, yeah, that's totally how I think. I don't think there are very many of you thinking that. And the rest of you are going, what did she just say? What? You do what? Like, first of all, no wonder you get migraines. You think too much. That's what Greg always tells me. But now that I realize that I think this way, and I'm pretty sure it's not normal how I think, you can learn to think this way. Okay, so it's Monday. We're getting new windows in. I've decided to deep dive in the kids' rooms. So I'm really into ER right now. Like, I love to have a whole series of TV shows to listen to. So on my phone, I turned on Hulu and I started watching ER series. And I just started going through the kids' rooms and I organized them. Abby's really been frustrated with her clothing in her closet. I plan this summer to make it a little bit more functional for her. But for right now, I just went through and made sure everything was in the right place, like shorts and leggings and jeans were all separated out. And I washed all the clothes too. Like, I got all the clothing done. I think that day I just took so much to the laundromat. I took so much. I've actually started doing my own laundry since then. But that was the last huge grouping I took to the laundromat. I was like, we are going to reset. We are going to get all of this laundry done. I'm going to totally clean these rooms. So I deep dived and I cleaned both rooms. And I was done around noon. And around noon, I didn't feel like working. Again, this is really not like me. I have tried the work home life balance thing for the last 20 years, and I end up feeling very frustrated. I'm not very good at doing both at the same time. I'm much better if I do one or the other. And one of the things I have learned to do over the last couple of years is to work during the work week when everybody is at school and work, and then do home on the weekend so that my husband doesn't feel like I'm working all the time. Because what I used to do is, it may be better to do household tasks on a Wednesday when everybody was gone and then work on Saturday, but then the family sees you working and not doing the household tasks. And number one, you don't get credit, which I love to get credit. And number two, they feel like you're working all the time. So I've really switched to where I do almost all of my household, anything household related on Saturday and Sunday, and anything work related that I can Monday through Friday. So here we are on Monday afternoon. I didn't have anything pressing that needed to be done at work that I couldn't push off, and I didn't feel like working. So I took the rest of that afternoon. I think I walked the dog. I did some other household related things. I thought, no big deal. When the window people actually got to the windows in my bedroom, so I knew I could work the next day while the window people were here. So the next day comes and I don't feel like working again. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. This is the weirdest thing. This is the week that the pallet was coming on Wednesday and I needed to unload that entire pallet. So I'm pretty sure what I did on Tuesday is I went over and I started reorganizing everything in the office because I just was like antsy about that. Like, how was everything going to fit in the office? If you weren't following me on Instagram, we had two pallets of binders and everything binder associated come up to Cincinnati. When you listened to the podcast 2 weeks ago about boxes and binders and bags, oh my, and all of the trials and tribulations of being a product owner and product shipper. At that time, when I recorded that podcast, we were still having the binders shipped out of Texas. And I made the decision that they would then be shipped out of Cincinnati. So since that podcast has aired, we now actually ship everything out of Cincinnati, including binders. Binders are big, bigger than the boxes. And so I needed to figure out how to fit all of that inventory that was coming on two pallets into my 400 square foot office. So on Tuesday, I just noodled around and played around with that and really lost that day. And I already knew I was going to lose Wednesday because I was going to be unloading these pallets at the office. Now, I also think it's kind of funny that I think that wasn't work because it's work. That was all work. I was clearly working. Like if I was an employee, I would have billed for my hours. I was at the office. I was reorganizing. I was working. But I don't consider that my work. I consider my work only things that only I can do, like recording this podcast. I consider that work. But I don't consider if I go play with my inventory at my office work. So now we're to Wednesday. And I haven't quote unquote worked as according to my work definition. I've reorganized kids' rooms. I think I also cleaned out the garage at that point. And I did inventory, and by Wednesday afternoon, it hit me. I had scheduled my own spring break. I had scheduled my own spring break. So the week before was Joey's spring break, and the week before that was Abby's, and they had been home, and when they were on spring break, they got haircuts, and we did some shopping, and they went and saw a movie, and they went out to eat a lot, and, you know, they did things that were fun to them because we didn't go out of town. And I realized I was creating an adult spring break. Now, you may not think it's fun to clean out your garage and your kids' bedrooms and reorganize the inventory at your office as what you deem fun for spring break. But for me, it's heaven. Like, yes, please. A week where I don't have to quote unquote work, and I can just rearrange and organize things and watch ER and get more fast food. I was like, yes, I am having an adult spring break. And so I looked at my Thursday and Friday. I was like, yeah, I don't have to do any of that either. Like, if I was really going to have an adult spring break, what else would I do? So I did some deep cleaning. I didn't get to yard work, although that was on my list. And what I did was I made my binders. So if you're listening to the Sunday Basket podcast, just search Sunday Basket in your podcast player or go to sundaybasket.com and you can listen to that online like you're listening to this one online if that's how you're listening. If you go to sundaybasket.com, I made my own binders, the medical, financial, operations, and reference binders. I made those on Thursday and Friday and I had so much fun and I went through my filing cabinet and I just did all of those household related projects that we don't normally have time for. I also went through and I looked at my wardrobe and I bought all of my dresses for National Convention. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I looked at the dresses I had in my closet. I went and I tried on dresses and I had so much fun. So I picked out all of my clothing for National Convention. I bought it all. It's hanging in my closet. I didn't get around to planning summer. That was another thing that was on my list. But I'm realizing it's not as important for me to plan summer anymore because I don't have little kids. Like, I'm not signing up for any camps. They're not going even to any church things. The one that they're going to, we already have signed up. And this summer is going to be a really unusual summer for me. I'm sure I will be podcasting about it. Abby will be turning 17 and Joey will be headed off to college. So there are a lot of non-schedulable things that we will be doing. So there I have more of a checklist for summer than a schedule for summer. Like, Abby's going to get her temps and she's going to want to get driving hours in. I want to get her a job. We haven't done that yet. Joey has a job. Joey has a driving license. Yay! And we'll be getting ready for his apartment in college and all of the things that he needs for that and headed up there. And we're going to get his apartment 2 months early, so we'll be able to get everything staged. So summer is going to be kind of like the school year, only the kids don't go to school. So it's not going to be the same summer that I'm used to. The other thing I did during this week on spring break is I went shopping. Now, I don't go shopping very often. I like to go shopping, but I just don't take the time to do it. It's kind of frustrating for me. But during my own scheduled spontaneous spring break week, I did go shopping. I think we went to Target. I took Abby to Target. And I got her some new makeup, but I got the kids new hampers, which I love. So I'm going to get myself one actually today, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast. And I got new hampers. I got new mixing bowls. Oh, I finally made the switch from all Tupperware to all Pyrex. I said to Greg, can I get all the Pyrex and get rid of all the plastic, you know, Gladware and Ziplocware and all that stuff and go to all glass like we've been wanting to? He said, yes. So I got that. All of these things that are just kind of on your list that you never get around to doing. So I started thinking, okay, an adult spring break week, which I already know, you want to go to Aruba or Bermuda or Florida or somebody, fine. But for me, having a whole week impromptu where I get to work on any kind of project that I want at the house, and here's the big key, while Greg's at work and the kids are at school, was amazing. Like, you definitely want to schedule your spring break where you're the only one at the house. Like, that was part of the fun of it. Like, I could have, one day I had music on really loud, and I didn't have to answer to anybody's schedule. I wasn't interrupted by things because they weren't there to interrupt me. I was able to do whatever I wanted. And I thought, this is great. I don't really have it more thought out than what I've just shared with you, other than I'm definitely doing this every year going forward, and I'm going to schedule it from here on out. I'm going to schedule a week where everybody is already otherwise occupied, and I am not going to do official work, and I'm going to do stuff for me, stuff for the house, stuff for organization in my spring break week. I would love to hear what you guys think about this. If you've done this, or, oh yeah, Lisa, we all already do that. Or if you spend your spring break at home as a family and you already have like a plan like this. Or if you just take personal days and you take like one every other month and that is how you use these days. A lot of times, what I see in the Facebook group or the emails that I get are, it is not that we are lacking in our desire to be organized. And I don't even think it's really that we are lacking in the knowledge of how to be organized. Like, sometimes it's specific, like, Lisa, how do I organize this one thing? But I think with the podcast and, you know, with the products that Organize 3 has come out with, it's not that you don't know how to get organized anymore. The number one issue that is keeping us from living a more organized life is time. Flat out time. Enough time to put the systems in place that we know will work so that we could save time in the future. And it's almost that chicken and the egg thing. Like, well, I need the time to create the system to get more time in order to save time. And the only way to do it, unfortunately, is to cut something out for a period of time so that you could put the system in place. Like, there's no doubt in your mind, if you've done the Sunday basket, that having the Sunday basket and one place to put everything after 4 to 6 weeks, you definitely get more time in your week. But you don't get more time before you do the Sunday basket or the first 4 weeks that you do it, because you're still changing your patterns and your habits and your mindset and how you think about things. So you don't get the time until after it's been 4 to 6 weeks. Then you would get maybe an hour or two a week. I would say my Sunday basket easily saves me 5 hours a week. Once that's in place and you have that extra time, then how are you going to use that extra time? Are you going to use it to keep working through organizing your house? It takes a year. It takes a year to firmly organize your house all the way through once you've decided you're going to organize your house, because you use your house different in each season, which is why the three 100-day program times really helped. You end up going through your closet three times in all three seasons. So if you're going through your closet right now, real time in spring, it's really hard to make a decision about if you want to keep fall clothes. Did I wear that last time? Maybe I just didn't know it was in here. What am I going to weigh 6 months from now? Maybe that diet's going to work and I'll be 15 pounds lighter. Or I'm pregnant and I'll be having a little baby, and so I don't even know what's going to fit in the fall. It's really hard to make those decisions that far out. So going through the program three times helps you make those decisions as you live in your house. You go through all your kitchen stuff now in the spring, you can make a lot of decisions on the baking items that you did or didn't use in the winter. But what about the summer items? The grilling items and things like that and all of those spices. I don't remember what we used. Maybe I don't even do the grilling. I need to ask my spouse. We make these decisions as we go through the seasonality of organizing our house. So number one, give yourself grace and give yourself time. But number two, if you can carve out pockets of time where all you're doing is focusing on the organizing and letting everything else go, like I took all the laundry to the laundromat and I basically did no work that week, I was able to gain a lot of hours. Plus, I worked earlier in the morning and later at the night than I would have normally because I would have normally been in my regular routine. We also ate a lot of fast food. I'm not going to lie. We ate a lot of fast food, which gave me even more hours. And it was worth it because now I'm so much more prepared for the graduation party that's coming up, for the national convention that I'm planning, and for this big transition that our family is going to go through of Joey going off to college and Abby basically becoming an only child here at home. Cleaning Joey's room that day, I was able to take a mental inventory of what he did and didn't have in his bedroom and how many more things am I going to have to buy when we're getting ready to go to college. Currently, he wears a school uniform. So half of his closet is a school uniform, and you can bet your bottom dollar he's not wearing that when he goes to college. So I need to schedule in a couple of days to shop with a boy that does not like to shop in a store. So that could be a challenge. All right, I think that is enough for now. I know that I will be thinking about this more, basically these sabbaticals for us as women to really get a hold on our personal, our household, and our family, and take away that work aspect. For some of you, taking away that work aspect means that you don't volunteer for a whole week, means that you don't go out to lunch and play tennis and do all of that for a week. You know, what are those things that are filling up your daytime? Can you come up with a day or a couple of days or a whole week where you're able to say goodbye to that so that you could focus on your family and your personal goals? I will say, if you're listening to this real time, don't try to do this in May. May is not a good month to try to do this. It would be very hard. Really good months to take this week off where people they'll miss you, but it wouldn't be as impactful in your not being able to do some of these other things. The best months to do this would be June, October, and March. June, October, and March are the best months to take off this week where you're really going to focus on your home and your family and not do other outside of the home commitments. All right, you're going to want to check out the Sunday Basket podcast this weekend, even if you don't normally listen to it. I also, the other day, was planning the national convention. You know about the national convention, right? I talked about it in the last podcast. So I needed to plan out all of the things that are going to go on at the national convention. I mean, all of the behind the scenes stuff, all of the stuff for the organized 365 employees, for the certified Sunday Basket licensees, and for the attendees that are coming to the Rise You Are Enough conference. I had so many details. I had been collecting everything in one box, but I didn't know what to do with it. And so I sat down and on Instagram, I documented how I go from a pile of ideas to an organized convention Sunday basket where I know what I'm doing going forward in story format. So I kept making a video, doing some work, making a video, doing some work. I'm going to unpack that on the Sunday Basket podcast and link to the Instagram story that I made that goes along with that. So check that out on Sunday and get your ticket. If you've not gotten your ticket yet for the Rise You Are Enough conference, you are not going to want to miss out. It is going to be an awesome, awesome experience, and I would love to have you there.